The Live Sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
You don't want to miss out on this. Let me just explain real quick what's about to happen. Savara, in his own words, is going to tell us about Savage Level. Savara is going to share so much. Mm-hmm. And it's an absolute blessing to be a part of all of this and to have him here. And I was cleaning up, as you very well know, cleaning up, and I'd love for you to do that. Just getting ready for Savara. I used Ace Disinfectant. You can do too. That's because it's got fast-acting microbial components that clean and disinfect on the go. Get yours today at all leading stores countrywide.
Yeah.
So we have switched gears officially. It's time for me to officially have Savara on the show.
Yay!
Yay!
Woohoo! It's official now. We are on the show.
Thank you, Chao.
Umenistiri sana.
Asante.
Asante kwa kuja.
Ah, nashukuru.
Umenipatia heshima kubwa sana.
Asante.
I'm so grateful.
And heshima ilianza kitambo kwa sababu, you know, people don't know, but I like to say it out there, like, Chao is the first person who ever gave Sauti Sol a chance. Chao is the first person who gave Sauti Sol an interview on radio. We were just young boys from Upper Hill School. We were just running around na kina Lasi, unajua. But you're the person who like gave us a chance when nobody believed. So bless you. So ilianza kitambo. Yani si ajuzi. Si ajuzi. Ni ya kitambo.
We've been trying to check who's going to make the other cry. Now, Savara, 1-0. 1-0. 1-0.
Ah, sawa.
But Savara, you know, I think that even as I was just, how do I introduce you? Because you are a Grammy Award winning certified Kenyan producer. You're a singer. You're a performer. You just released your debut album, Savage Level, this Friday to an amazing reception. I was at the listening party. Thank you so much again.
Thank you for
having me. And you are praised in Kenya, on the continent, and beyond. Savara, you're a self-taught musician. Your first interaction with music began in church, and we were just playing the church song right now. You'll bring the vibes and all of that. And you grew up in Eastlands, famed as the heart of Nairobi's street culture and cool lingo.
Straight up.
Yeah, in a family and household that supported both education and being street smart, which you have brought and have expounded on. You just spoke about being at Upper Hill. I understand from Lassie that you were really, really, really smart. Like, you used to top the class.
No, you played soccer with Lassie, man. And Lassie used to score a lot of goals also. Like,
And then you used to score in class.
No, we used to score together.
Like, you're really, really, really smart.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
And then you joined a music group, a singing music group called Voices in the Light. And that's when you made friends and became brothers with your brothers.
My bandmates,
Bien-Aimé and Chimano. And then you went ahead and met Fancy. And now we have Sauti Sol. And that's who came into studio when you first came.
Thank you.
It's such an honor, like I said, once again, to have you here and to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for honoring this. And let's just get started with your album, Savage Level. So, Savara, I have very many questions regarding Savage. What does Savage Level mean? That's
savage,
the first question.
Savage Level is, you know, like, historically, if you look at the meaning of savage, it's untamed. It's like, it's not like refined. But the way I'm approaching it from a new age kind of point of view. I'm approaching it from being savage is being intellectually capable of understanding yourself, staying woke, and being real with yourself and being present. Being savage, there's a lot of people that I see. So the idea came because when I go to New York, when I go to Rio, when I go to big cities, I meet peculiar kind of people who, when I look at them, they're savage. How? They make it work. They don't complain about problems. They just solve. When I look at Africans, when I look at ourselves, we come from a point of we have always been trying to pave our way globally. And I feel so many of us are savage. And Savage Level is awakening your level. It's just tapping into your inner self and unlocking. So there's levels to this. You know, so there's levels to this. That's why my level is savage. And I believe like so many people can unlock their savagery. It started out... If you look at my album cover, there's a dog there.
Yeah.
I'll just be minimal about it. So there's a dog there. When you look at that dog, that's the dog that I see across all African. When I go to Zambia, Zimbabwe, I see that kind of dog. And growing up, I grew up in Eastlands, and I used to have a lot of dogs. And dogs were like a way of socializing, like it protected me with my friends, my neighborhood, everybody. But as I grew up, as I interacted with a lot of people, I discovered there's this pure breeds of dogs. You know, there's a German Shepherd, there's a Rottweiler, there's pure breed. And I remember I went to a party and there was some white people who said Shenzi. They call it the Kenyan Shepherd. Mm. And they call it Shenzi. Mm. So that time the awakening hadn't come. So I was like, hey, why Shenzi? Mm. It's just a poor, nice animal. Why do you say Shenzi? You know, Shenzi is stupid. Mm. Fast forward. At our office, we got two dogs. There's a dog called Nairobi and there's a dog called Popo. Popo was the first one. Popo is a Kenyan Shepherd.
Okay.
It's a Shenzi, Vilotona as a eater. Popo grew up vizuri hapo na hajai kwa mgonjwa yote. Lakini sasa, when we brought Nairobi, the pure breed, I'm telling you, the vet has come there like 6 times. This comes from the awakening where when you look at the lion and you look at the wild dog, son, I'm bringing the stories together now.
Yes,
that's why you see
fine.
The dog. When you look at the lion is the most beautiful animal in the jungle. It has a big face. It has hair, especially the male lion.
Yeah.
It is the big cat, you know, the famous five, you know. But when you look at the lion, that nigga is lazy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that nigga lazy. First of all, it's the females who hunt for him. And then he's given first priority to eat, even before the females. I like the jungle. I'm always in the jungle, so I like animals. But when you look at the wild dog, the story of the wild dog, wild dogs hunt in packs. So every morning, like for example, a pack of 16 wild dogs, every morning they leave the den and they leave the lactating females and one male who takes care of the community. The 12 that go out, or the 10 that go out, they hunt. And how do they hunt? They hunt like Kenyans. You see how Kenyans run steeplechase? They set themselves up on an impala. An impala is faster than a wild dog, but they will come 10 wild dogs and they will take turns until the impala is tired. When they feed and go back to the den. They regurgitate the meat. The females come out and the kids and they eat. And then they go dance in the rain or in the evening. When I saw 4 years ago, when I saw that story, I came to and I thought, like, people don't even take care of wild dogs. But they're the people who sababisha. They're the people who run the economy. Not the lion, but the lion is beautiful. It roars. Everyone is excited. Everyone comes to Africa. I want to see the lion. You see a wild dog, you're like, yet it's the person who, like, if you look at intellectually, have they been able to exist and live in the wild? That is being savage. Being savage is that African kid who understands themselves so much and they are woke in a way that they believe in themselves.
Mm.
So this music that I've done is to awaken my African brothers, is to awaken my people, to stay savage. Be like the wild dog. Don't be like the lion. Una piga piga kelele na una kitu. So have substance, be intellectual in the way you communicate, like the wild dog. And the way, and when I look at Africans, when I look at us, and I look at how we exist in community.
Yeah.
I find the story of the wild dog is really amazing. So I said, yes, I'm savage and I'm going to unlock levels. And I have decided, if you want to join me, join me. If you don't want,
that's fine.
Doodles. Yeah, that's savage level. So unlock your savagery. Unlock your best potential.
There you go. I love that. Unlocking our best potential. And that takes a lot of work, a lot of discipline, a lot of passion, to lead to excellence. It's not done overnight.
Yeah, it's not easy. Yeah.
It's not easy, but you got to continuously work on yourself. That takes
There's something I want to make clear. Savage level is not financial. You know, so many people deem success as only financial. No. It's not financial. It's everything. It's your relationship with the immediate. be it air, be it water, be it matter, anything. That's being savage. It's well, the awareness. Yeah.
I said this album was groundbreaking, and I could see why. Your choice of tracks on your album. You mm-hmm. have the track that we talked that we played earlier on, Vibration, with Caroon. We had Changes, and Changes is, you know, somebody can think people come and go, but Changes was special. You did it specially, and please share that with us.
Yeah. So I wrote Changes. It was during this pandemic, and when we decided to do the Alone Together, and Changes. It's super amazing, like very dear to me, because you know when you're at a situation where like you're all over the place. I'd been traveling so much and my mind was just all over the place, and I had lost my soul. You know when your spirit is not connected with your soul, and then you run around, you see everything. And then when I wrote Changes, I felt like my spirit and my soul had come together.
Mm. That is so deep. Yeah,
yes, like, yeah. So when I say, I think I see the light, this love never felt so right, because every time I'm not with you, I'm missing you. It's like me explaining to my soul, like, to my soul explaining to my spirit, like, I think I see the light, this love never felt so right when I'm with you, because every time I'm not with you, I'm missing you. So nikama nilikuwa nimeenda all over the world, love nikama sasa tunapatana tena.
So the disconnect.
Yeah.
There was a disconnect and you reconnected
to
yourself.
So those are the changes. Yeah, and I had to go through a lot of change for me to be able to connect back.
To yourself. Mm-hmm. Your album is also, you described it as being illuminating. You want to illuminate us. You want to teach us. And you have succeeded in doing that. Let's talk about Reggae Kinyozi.
Reggae Kinyozi.
Because you have... talking, you know, you connected us with a subculture, the reggae subculture, which is huge.
Super.
Talk to us about Reggae Kinyozi. I love when I'm Rasta, so let's talk about Reggae Kinyozi.
Reggae Kinyozi, it's nostalgic to me, because this album, Pia, I've had a lot of nostalgic moments. I decided to pay homage to where I came from, to my people, to my hood. That's why I decided, like, the first album is going to be Savage Level. It's about my story. Before I do other vitu mingi, zima mapiano, nini, hizo zote. But, so, like, Reggae Kinyozi reminds me of when I was in high school. So, in Form 1, Form 2, I was in day school, Form 1 and Form 2. And we used to, tunadandia matri. Unajua, like, the bus.
Yes.
Ukikomute kwa matatu, si tuko tunapandanga huko nyuma ama hapo kando tuna hang, unafika tao free.
Alafu, I was going to say, how do you pay for that? You don't
no,
pay.
You don't pay. So that was the, like, ilikuwa tu pia fun.
Yeah.
And I remember that time was so special to me, because I used to go to a Kinyozi, a barber shop in my hood, ilikuwa Kinyozi ya Hassan. Iko hapo karibu na stage. And that's where I learned a lot of culture. Kwa Kinyozi ya Hassan is where I thrifted. People used to thrift. Hapo ndo mali liko inakuja kutoka Gikomba inaeko hapo.
Yeah.
Kiatu side moja left inacho hapo. If you want, unaweza order. Hapo ndo nilikuwa na experience culture. Hapo ndo nilikuwa naanza kuvaa. Unajua hizi ma Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Hizi ma, unajua the designer.
Yeah.
Hapo sasa ndo nilikuwa nasikiza stories. Na naangalia, makanga walikuwa woke. Unajua wale makanga walikuwa so smart. Wananichapia, wananiambia, hivi ndo kunaenda. So I really needed to pay homage to that, because yeah, that is the time I learned a lot of my culture. So nikikumbuka hiyo Kinyozi ya San, nakumbuka hiyo reggae. People used to sing a lot. He used to play a lot of reggae music. Alafu ilikuwa ile reggae ni kama ya kitambo fulani. You know that reggae of like, how can I say, Israel Vibration.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It was like, king. So if you listen to Reggae Kinyozi, why? Ini reggae ya Kinyozi. Hapa hakuna kunyolewa na deni. Yo, so ikunio. So inanikumbusha Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Inanikumbusha Ska. So inanikumbusha your time. It used to be a good time living in the east side. While I used to be so nice, I hope I can get to do it one more time. So nile najikumbusha nasema tu kaikaika your time manze liku inashika.
Right.
Yeah, so it's so nostalgic. Now I say I'm telling you, wanna panda reggae.
Absolutely, we have a reggae show on Sunday. As a matter of fact,
uh-huh.
Right? And we have a lot of people that love reggae here at the station, and of course, listening. Savara, there's something that the song Fashionista, even before we keep going,
okay,
Fashionista, mm-hmm. I noticed, I want to backtrack it a little bit. In your song, Kill 'Em Every Day, I noticed that you, I got to say this. You brought in the pastoralist community. I know you're all about inclusivity. You brought in the pastoralist community, showed them in nature, in their traditional wear. You brought in your fashion sense,
yeah,
right? So you fused the modern and the traditional,
yes,
in nature. Talk to me, and I think that was absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about Fashionista.
Mapenzi ya heri na shari yametupata hapa tukiwa sisi wawili. Ni heri mpenzi wangu tafadhali, won't you come along? Come and roll with me, heri, shari. Look into my eyes, baby, I got it. Baby, mommy, when you see me shine, you know where I got it. Mamangu alinizaa na chereani.
Mm-hmm.
Alinilea na chereani.
She was a seamstress.
Yes.
Okay.
So this song, I was hanging out in Nyashinsky once, and we decided, like, we don't love song for mama.
Mm.
We decided as artists we're not gonna ever do that, because there's so many people who've written amazing songs about mom. Utaki kuharibu, unajua? Utaki kuja below pa. So we had decided I'll never do a song for my mom. My mom understands that I love her. But when I did this album, nilikumbuka watu waniambia, oh Savara, you're stylish, vitu zote. People don't know that I got it from my mama. And my mom had 3 stalls in Kariobangi North. So alikuwa anashona nguo, vitenge, na design, alafu ana export kwenda Uganda, Tanzania, wapi. And I remember very well, my dad alikuwa anafanya kazi engineer. But kulikuwa na time ile, the way my mom came through. Ujua mamangu, yani she used to come through, yani ule anafanya kazi ya jua kali.
Yeah.
Lakini naweza ambiwa wewe ni aje, hujamaliza fizi yako. Na madhangu anaweza nitolea cash. Alikuwa,
wow.
Alikuwa sangine naweza mwambia sijui nini, anaweza tu aqua room, ananipatia cash hivi. Niko tu like, wait a minute. Niliamua kumuimba. Ukimuona ye ni fashionista, amepiga luku ye ni fashion killer. Every day yeye ndiye kila mi kwangu, yeye ndo fashionista, because yeye ndo amenishona. Nikiangalia DNA yangu, red thread yangu yote, yeye ndo amenishona. So this is a dedication to my mama and to all moms out there, because in every African household kunaonga na kacheria nikako pale kando unyongale pale kwa kona. So I really respect her, and I'm big up sana. So this is a love song to my mama, and just to appreciate yeye ndo original designer wangu. So hata naweza vaa hizi ma Louis Vuitton, naweza vaa hizi vitu zote, lakini the original designer.
Mama.
So
we love you, mama.
Is the song dedicated to my mama.
Oh, yeah. I love that. you showed a lot of vulnerability in this album,
yes,
which is something that, you know, we're so used to hearing. Usiponi tenanta penwanani. That's the part that song. But you showed a different depth and a lot of depth and vulnerability in this album.
Yeah.
What was this like for you? Because, and it's going to lead me, I think this is going to be a 2-part question, because Savara, I know who you are. The people who love you and know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But you are misunderstood.
Yeah.
Why do you think you are misunderstood?
Actually, this album, before it became Savage Level, I wanted to call it Misunderstood.
Mm. Oh.
That was the original title for the album.
Oh. So this is the cry of your soul.
I'm telling you. So I first wanted to call it Misunderstood. But during that process, it was the process of finding myself. You know, when you think you're misunderstood, yet you're not misunderstood, rather is the energy that you project to the world. Now it's me understanding myself, and once I understand myself and explain myself better, everything falls in place.
Okay.
So when I started doing the misunderstood was all about, like, you know, people don't, most of the time, like being in a group and then you don't talk a lot, people allow you, yani you go loud. So and then pia because I like things in a particular way, I can come off really snobbish. Yeah, I can come off really snobbish because there's misdirected humility that tuko nayo kama East Africans. Kuna humility fulani tunaanga tuna assume ati huyu jamani ni humble, but confidence inaweza kuwa mistaken for cockiness. So nilikuwa na borderline when I just, if I'm firm to ask what I want, inaweza chukuliwa vibaya. So over time nilikuwa nashangaa, hey, so you could, when I thought about being misunderstood, it was me not being able to understand even myself. So I had to solve it from within. Nikaanza kufanya album, ikakuwa it was supposed to be 6 tracks an EP. Nikaanza kufanya 2 album, nikafanya 2 songs, 3 songs, 4 songs. Don't I realize, wait a minute. You can't call this album misunderstood. You should first understand yourself. Yeah? You can't say you're misunderstood, yeah, you don't understand yourself. So I had to work it from within.
Ooh, so
now vulnerability, I had to, because, and that's why I took like 1.5 years to do this album. And that's the realness. Because for my first project, sikuwa nataka fakeness yote. Mimi naweza piga kipindi fake mbaya sana. Yeah, lakini nilisema tu hapana. Lazima nikuwe real na watu wangu. If I really need to connect to them, I must be vulnerable. This album has taken me into deep moments of anxiety. Nimepitia roller coaster. It's been an emotional roller coaster. But I appreciate the process. And I had to be vulnerable for me to sound real. Ukisikia ini rege ya kinyozi hapa kuna kunyolewa na deni. When you hear that melody, it's just not melody. Ni melody zime. It's like fine wine.
Yeah.
It's like wine. Ikikaa inaiva kabisa. So hizi ni melodies nimetengeneza na zikaiva poa. So ndo vibration inakuwa right. I had to be vulnerable or else I'm gonna accept.
And you know what? I'm grateful that you've said that, because you have empowered somebody to go on that particular journey as well, to look inwards, especially for men, because it's not something that men would normally do. It's just like, okay, this is who, you know, and now you're like, no, you got to work on yourself. You got to work on yourself.
I like that, because when you talk about that, my album is super also big on mental wellness. And there's a price to pay. These lessons you learn with age. We win and lose some on the way. Thank God if you see another day. Baby, all I pray, you'll find your space in this fate. We gonna live all day, living day by day by day by day. Nipeleke pole pole, pole pole. The anxiety is killing me now. 'Cause I'm gonna need you to hold me. Please don't control me. The anxiety is killing me now. So take over me. Good energy all over me. Always with me. I see a lot of men out there. How this song came out, I had written this song 2 years ago. And then last year, a friend of mine, he wasn't a friend, rather. He was a guy who we were in the same office. Unajua, he was a graphic designer. So he used to design all the brilliant Sauti Sol posters, kila kitu. Hata nilikuwa naenda Europe, manze, watu wananiuliza, nani, who made this poster? Who made, nani? He was a global human being. And he had issues. But you know me as a boss, ni kama sikuwa, nilikuwa tu na lead from surface level. I wasn't savage. It was just surface. And last year nikapata tu call. Yo, niaje Savara, niaje brother. Mavu amepatikana kwa hao yake amejiua. And you know when you're not close to someone unafikiria tu ni news kama kawaii. Kawaii I'm like, wow, Mavu, oh man, sawa. Yo siku nikaenda studio. Kwenda studio, napiga ani vibe ingi. You know when nothing is coming, unashanga. So I was so, I didn't know how it hit me. Ndio nikarealize, nikaenda kwa balcony, nikarealize, wait a minute. I'm actually really sad about this. And this is the reason why and nothing inasonga. And then nikakumbuka hii ngoma. Na nikakumbuka I had sung about anxiety. Nikaamua kuweka kwa album. I'm just a man, always do what I can. Ukapendua system, ukanifanya victim, umeniweka on the other side of the gun. Siwezi piga densi, umetwisti my arm. Savaro kiwa chini, usibaki kwa flow. 'Cause everybody say a man's gotta be a man, oh no. Nimejipata third world war. Mom, oh, so many men. don't speak up. Women socially mmejitengeneza na mmejipatia maarifa through machama, through vile mnajijua, yani you seek help una, lakini men don't. During that time sayo mavo vile li culminate paka nikamua niweke kwa album, friends of mine, close friends, mtu ananiambia brothake, sijui kuna mtu paka aliniambia brothake alikuwa amejiua kwa sababu ya COVID, alidimotiwa. Unajua vile kazi imeenda chini alafu salary imepungua.
Yeah.
Sasa alitoka kwa apartment akaenda kuishi kwenye SQ.
Uh-huh.
Na yun, yani there's deeper things
yeah.
than that. Lakini ndio ilikuwa inani hit sasa ndio uliko like wait. Niggas need to talk.
Right.
Yes. So right. Anxiety is something that so many guys are going through. Na boy child hajaambiwa, haja presentiwa chance ya kupiga mdomo na kujifurahisha. Anytime mimi nimeingia kwa funk, I holler at BN, I holler at my boys. Na pata tu na solve kitu. Ningependa tu kuambia wasee mazee, let's be empathetic. Care about your friend. Jua, reach out. On that mode, unumuna suria rikirik.
Right, I saw that. The South African, yes.
Yeah, so a perfect example is this. When I look at someone like Rikirik, ini tu ni example.
Mm-hmm.
Mine likuwa na hang out na Joe Bag.
Mm-hmm.
Tunakula good time, nini. I have friends who I didn't know look up to Rikirik. So when the news about his demise ilitokea, kwa group saya, mimi na maboyste zangu, people who have never met him, kumbe walikuwa na mwangalia via aspirational. Most of them walikuwa na sema, ayayayaya, this guy looked like he had everything together.
Right.
He looked like he had it all together. If you look at his social media, wawezi jua ata alikuwa napitia. And if you look at what he says, spread love, reach out to your friend, you don't know what they are going through.
So he was talking about himself.
He was talking about himself. Na ndio hiyo, unazona tu msana smile tu, anaka kwa social media na pigangama picha. But msana suffer.
Right.
So I feel like to sequence society hypocritical, let's be real. That's why I did the song Anxiety. Nipeleke pole pole manze. Peleka wase pole pole. Men out here wanapitia shit.
A lot
sorry,
of stress, yeah.
Sorry for... poleni sana wasikilizaji, nisamehe. Right. Lakini wanapitia process. Just kuwa na empathy.
Mm.
Mpeleke pole pole. Yes, that's anxiety for you.
Thank you for sharing all of this with your album. You know, Savara, I'm going to move on because I can see you promised us a little a cappella. We're going to get to that really shortly. Before that, just two more questions. Well, one is a question and then the second one is just kind of rounding it up because I'm telling you, we could talk to Savar for 3 hours. We really could.
Man, like Eid is like what? Yeah.
Very long. Mm-hmm. Savar, you're very big in in the creative creative entrepreneurship, and you've done a lot with talking to people about saving money and mm-hmm. how to take care of their money matters. You're very big on that. You went to school for this. You're at Harvard. Mm-hmm. You know all of that great stuff. And let's quickly talk about how you've been able to do this. And I know you've done great with Hustle Sasa, empowering creators mm-hmm. and creatives as
yes.
well. And my second part question to that is, how would Savara spend 1,000 shillings? Because yes, we're going to use 1,000 shillings. We're going so that you can help us.
Okay.
Somebody who's listening right now, just help understand this, because Savara has done a lot with creativity and business, and that marriage has mm-hmm. been very, very personal and really that mindset. You're trying to pass it on to as many people as possible. So could you just quickly share that with us?
Yeah, like I'm thankful to have had the opportunity to be able to study and also like to be able to apply. You know, most people think creatives are like silly. They're like madanda. No, creatives are mesoma. Actually, creatives are scientists out here. And we are lucky also like to lienda shule, lienda Upper Hill School. The Upper Hill School, I'm thankful. I went to African Nazarene University. I studied business, BCom, finance. And music took over my life. But nilikuwa sikuwa najua nitakuja kuiapply. So I'm happy that we formed a business, we formed a company, a partnership, and it's through my learnings that I was able to transform the company from just a partnership into a record label. And yote ilianza na simple money management. It wasn't rocket science. When our career sasa ilikuwa imeanza kushika, people used to ask me, why are you not buying a Range Rover? And I always tell them, that is why I'm living till now. That's why I'm a but I'm a top artist still now, because when we first got our first salary, we decided, know what, we're going to be giving ourselves an income instead of kushia yodo. So we gave ourselves a salary, allow for any income that comes, it stays in the company, and we use the reserve to build now the company. That's how we were able to save. We were able to invest in real estate. We were able to even be able to churn out money to be able to sign Mviri and Bensol.
Yeah.
So for me, it's as simple as that. Nile to money management, nile to kujua kiatu pali na kufinye wendo
unajua.
Wendo unajua. So niku nile amount uko na unajua abilities zako na vile unataka ku spend. So 1,000 shillings.
Yes. Sahi. How would
you party 1,000 shillings?
Yes.
Sahi.
Yes. How would you use it?
I would. Nikisema tu kama yondo lazima ni spend vizuri.
Yes.
20% first of all, that was 20% I'll save. Ndarusha kwa ile ndarusha kwa account fulani tu, maybe fixed deposit ama nini, pale mu save ama niweke kwa biashara. 20%. Nachukua 10%. 5%. Nitasaidiana nayo. The other 5% nitapatia mama yangu. Yeah. Hiyo tumekama 30%.
Yeah.
The 70%, I'll either take all of it back into my business. Lakini binana na nitafanya, nitachukua 60% nipeleke back to the business. 10%. Hiyo 10% imebaki. If you don't eat that money, you want to spend that money.
So you gotta spend some of
you,
it.
You eat, you enjoy.
Yeah.
I take myself ni wapi kani mkahawa mzuri.
Yeah.
Ni kule chakula kile kina nistiri nasikia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Apo nun, I believe in playing hard and working hard.
There you go.
Yes. I believe in balance. That's why I did the balance. Song balance.
There you go. There you go with balance.
Yes. So 10%. I spend that money.
We have very little time left for you to do your a cappella bit, but quickly, I need to say this. I don't know if you realize this. I've been saying that this album is groundbreaking, and I'm just going to finish off by saying this. In neuroscience, we learned that our brains have neurons, right?
Yeah,
we all
yes,
know we have neurons.
Yeah.
Neurons connect to each other. Mm-hmm. They look for each other. They try to be friends with one another. This actually happens. It's been shown. Music helps to rewire our brains. If we're not focusing too much, we can listen to music. That's why music raises our vibration, like you've done with your music. It keeps us in a great mood. It does this. I said this yesterday on the IG stories, and this is true. I struggled with working out, but I was able to work out to your entire album.
Woo! Thank you.
And I felt good after that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if you knew that how you've done your album is completely scientific. You've connected so many dots. You've enabled us to rise up. And I don't know if you ever thought about this. It was so, that's why I kept going. And you took us to nature, you know, with the visuals.
Mm-hmm.
You've incorporated fashion. You've incorporated so many things that bring us into this place. Did you realize that, was this intentional? Or is it accidental?
It was accidental, to be sincere. Like, like there are things that you're saying.
Yeah.
That I never even imagined this album being. Like, I believe in it. You know? You know how I believe in it. But I think there's a way this album is starting to unlock a lot of things that I feel are more towards purpose.
Mm.
Yeah. At a pain in his tour, because mimi nilifanya muziki tu yani kuja explain, lakini nikiangalia how the fans are connecting with the music, na realize anapo ndo na feel hii kitu, it's beyond me. So mean instrument.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and that leads me to my final bit. I want to say this openly, I want to say it to you, and I want to say it right now. I don't want anyone to come and tell me that Kanye is a genius until you've listened to Savara's album.
You don't say that because you know I'm a super fan of Kanye.
I'm not. It's not to disparage Kanye. I'm saying with the resources that you have here.
Like, I'm very thankful for you to even
this is
say
true.
That.
This is true.
I take it and accept it, man. And this is powerful to me because he's a genius who does groundbreaking stuff. And for you to even compare me to him, from your mouth to God's ears.
It's what I'm seeing. It's what the fans are saying. It's what's connecting, how you connected us. You didn't even know that this was happening. This is what has happened. We've been talking with Savara this entire time. I'm going to give him a second because he's coming back and doing some a cappella and off his album. Remember, it's available everywhere.
The Live Sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Savara. I go by the name Savara. I'm an artist, entrepreneur in Nairobi, Kenya. And I just want to sing you guys a song. There's a song I did with Nyashinski. It's called More Than a Friend. Nakumbuka, this song I had fought with my woman. Alafu I was nilikuwa nimesafiri. Alafu, you know that situation where you're fighting a lot. Paka unashanga, does this even make sense? So ile paka unajifikiria uko kwa ndege niko like, eh. Because we need to find, sasa nilikuwa najiambia kwa akili ile, enya we need to find out where we are. Because I want to be more than a friend. Ile friendship yetu ya kitambo ni kama imepotea. Tulitafuta kuwa lovers sana, paka tunakosea kuwa marafiki. So I just want to be a friend. I want to be more than a friend.
Sikiza moyo wangu nimesha jipa. Utulivu ndani ya roho umesha nipa. Na candle tumewasha na stima tumezima. Pale unapotaka kwenda ntakufikisha. The weather's getting wet. I need your consent. Girl, you haven't sent tonight. I'm giving you my best. Before I confess how you kill me with that dress. Girl, I wanna touch your mind. You'll bless me with the rest. Cause we need to find out where we are. Cause I wanna be more than a friend. I wanna be more than a friend. I wanna be more than a friend. Cause I wanna be more than a friend. Ile siku tuli meet, tulipatana ndani ya matringanya. Nilikucheki, nikatamani hata tungejuana. Juchini juwe upiga luku, na vile we uniduni kaniko mandukulu. Chini juwe upiga luku, na vile we uniduni kaniko mandukulu. Kuzimeshika, umeniweka ndani futi sita. Nikama mbegu mini tachipuka, na ningependa ma unipe fursa. Tiririka. Niko na feelings leo za mwagika. Na kuna vitu ni si, na kuna vitu sitakianika. Na nimechoka sana kujificha. Cause we need to find out where we are. Cause I wanna be more than a friend, my love. I wanna be more than a friend. I wanna be more than a friend.
Thank you, Nyashinski, for featuring in this track. Like, unampenda, mwambie unampenda zaidi, na muonyeshe, yani, feelings zako zimwagike, usifiche ndani sana. So, More Than a Friend, live and direct from Savara. Thank you.
Oi, ini reggae ya kinyozi, hapa hakuna kunyolewa na deni. Hapa kazi tu hakuna utiaji. Mwenza kwa kinyolewa chakoti ya maji. Wapoi, jui ni rege ya kinyozi. Inapendwa na wanatina wadosi. Haichagui sura, haichagui ngozi. Ikikupata, ikupate na mapozi. Hata kasina mawe, we, we. Na doba lazima tu bang, bang. Bang, usikubali kuparara, ey, luku ongeza sara. Jugava yetu, jumbogi yote ime jam, jam, jam. Jugava yetu ime lala. Deal zote ni haram.
Poleni, lazima ni getu philosophical kidogo. Lakini lazima ni waamushe na ni wachanue, mujue vibes. Asanteni sana, live and direct Savara, Capital FM.
Thank you, Savara. Thank you so much. It wouldn't be Savara if we didn't do Usiponi.
Usiponi penda ntapendwa na nani. Nitakuwa mgeni wa nani. Ukiwa mbali na mina bakita abani. Mbona na isi kisirani yawa. Haina mana. Mina wewe kuzozana.
Love you guys.
And then watch out for him in concert, because that's the end of Thank you so much, Savara, for sharing what Savage Level is all about. Remember, if you missed this, you'll be able to catch this on our SoundCloud channel. It's going to be up. You're going to catch the videos as well. You've shared so much. You've educated us. You've enabled us to understand money management better. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that you brought to us. You brought your music and your creativity. And thank you so much for everything that you're doing in the creative arts sector.
Thank you.
As well. We really appreciate it. Thank you for the love. Appreciate you so much.
Let me shout out to Capital, man. Let me shout out to CK, man. Respect kwake. Alifungulia hii kitu. Alinipatia the first chance. Let me shout out to Capital, to all the DJs. Akina Adrian wanakuanga. Like, Capital has been red thread of backbone of our creative economy. Continue doing. We notice and we love you.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. We appreciate it. Well, that's it for me today. Thank you so much. You're going to be able to catch this in just a little while. It's been such an interesting conversation. Groundbreaking is the word that I use for the album. And I'm pretty sure when you listen to this conversation, you'll understand why. I've got to get out of here. God bless you. Take really good care of yourself. And like I always say, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.